Learn to align your wardrobe style with your personal and professional brand with this book. What's Your Mean? Discover Your Fashion Identity by Makara Reed. Purchase today.
Ooh, I forgot to go. All right, we are here for another edition. Very excited. Here is my book, What's Your Mean? I love it. Wait for some people to be notified and for my guests to come on. Hey girl! I just sent you a, there we go. Is it gone? Okay, we got it!
Oh, that's my house, hang on. Hi girl!
Oh, we are on!
Yes, we are on.
Instagram be bugging, but we
yeah, that
here.
Was a little weird.
But welcome to another series of What's Your Mean, the conversation series.
Thank you.
Pulling topics from my book, What's Your Mean, Discover Your Fashion Identity. Pre-orders were mailed out last week, so people should definitely have them. Shout out to Tiffany because she definitely tagged me in on her review. She bought one, but we're going to talk about uniform and undergarments.
Uniform and undergarments?
Yes.
Oh, no. Okay. Go ahead.
So this is going to be very fun. Okay. And I'm going to talk about uniform as in like schoolgirl type of uniform, but we're going to get right into it. So I'm going to read passages from my book.
Okay.
On these topics.
Okay.
So you can definitely have an understanding of what we're going to dive into as conversation starters. All right, so what does uniform mean to you? When you hear uniform, what comes to mind? You know how without his cape, Superman isn't really Superman. He's just a regular guy. Your foundation uniform is a specific wardrobe that makes you feel comfortable or like your natural self. We're adults here, and a lot of us don't have enough playtime or downtime to be ourselves underneath all the makeup, suits, or social media. Who are you really? Some of you get so lost in the career that you forget who you are and how to wear you effectively. The foundation uniform is the one that no matter what you have on, you're comfortable in, but to others, it looks amazing. This can look different on everyone, but that's a different thing about style. You can be one of one or one of many. Whichever one you pick, be natural and nourish it. If you're not comfortable with your image, you won't be able to nourish it for long or be self-empowered. If the word uniform automatically made you think of knee-high plaid skirts, ill-fitting blazers, itchy materials and unflattering colors and restriction of style, creativity and personal expression, think again. The uniform I'd like to talk about is not that kind of uniform. Actually, it's just the total opposite. Your fashion uniform, aka your personal uniform or style uniform, is the wardrobe of clothes that suit your style and lifestyle while also dressing well for the environment you are in. It's a strong daily statement that encapsulates your mission, inner meaning, which is confidence, lifestyle, identity, and functionality and body shape. Whatever category you spend the most time in, is considered your daily activity wear, and it's what people see you in the most, which is why foundation fashion uniform is the first introduction and baseline uniform I start off with my clients. So now you got a little taste of my book, so
mm-hmm.
Let's dive right into our conversation starter.
Okay.
So what is your uniform?
So I have more than one.
Okay.
If you could say that. I have a day job. I am the director of small business development at the Hartford Chamber of Commerce. Because of this position, I do tend to have like a business look to myself that I don on my Monday through Friday, especially when I'm visiting other small businesses or having talks with like, you know, corporate partners or whoever. And it, my style gives, I like to give powerful and colorful.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, my wardrobe is very colorful. I'm from Ghana. I love color.
I'm
It's like in my DNA.
from Ghana.
Yeah, so it's in my DNA, you know what I'm saying? So I like to give powerful and colorful because I feel like once I dress more professionally, I get more respect, you know what I mean? When I have like an intimidating colorful outfit on. And then in my other job, which I am the co-founder of University of Dope, a disrespectful party game for hip-hop lovers, it's definitely bamboo earrings, like hoops, lipstick, bold lip, very hip-hop inspired. I also used to be a sneakerhead back in the day, so I have an abundance of sneakers, and it's more lax, but like, you know, street style. It's more street looks, if you will.
Okay, so the
Yes.
first one, I would categorize it as your career uniform.
Yeah.
I
It's my
have that
career
in
me.
the book. I didn't want to have like a long passage, but I have that as like another baseline because there's a lot of women who are working a lot. So they set aside, their personal style uniform, which is like you're outside of work, and then you have your career uniform. So that would be your power suits. Are you a suit type of girl?
Exactly.
So
Exactly.
yes, I named it in the book your career uniform, which is anything dealing with business dealings, like your 9 to 5, when you're doing conventions, trade shows, just any type of business interaction. So let's dive into how you described your power suits. You said you feel powerful and authoritative. Well, not authoritative, but
Powerful and colorful.
yes. What kind of colors do you be getting into with your
Ooh, girl,
uniform?
chartreuse. Like, I love the color of your top right
Okay.
now.
This my
Yes,
green.
those types of colors, pinks,
Okay.
oranges. Yeah, I think they make fun of me because I think I have a wide leg pant in every color. I got a wide leg, high-waisted pant in every color. Blue, green, orange, pink. Yeah, it goes down the room. And then I have like colorful sweaters. I like block coloring. I love patterns. So I'll mix a like a solid color, like a bright colored pant with a bright colored print on top. Because I like to mix and match in that manner. So just very bright. I don't know. I'm always drawn to the bright colors. I have some blacks and neutrals. Like I do like whites and neutrals and tans and whatnot. So I'll ride with that sometimes, and most of the time, it's very colorful.
So you like colors because it just evokes like a different reaction, or does it bring like internal joy for you?
It has to be internal joy. Like I kind of feel good when I'm leaving, and I feel like that just adds to my personality when I'm out. You know what I mean? Like I know I'm bold, but the outfit also helps people recognize that from jump. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'll don the pants, and I'm like, oh yeah, this makes me feel good. And then when I'm out, people oblige me with compliments, which just reinforces that. Reinforces me feeling good. So yeah, it goes hand in hand for me.
Well, that's good that you are self-aware. I feel like self-awareness and personal development needs to go hand in hand with personal style, authentic style. And when you are self-aware, then you start picking up things that feel good to you, and you are more conscious of what looks good, and then it shows outwards towards people. You mentioned that, it kind of gives you got reassurance when like, oh, that girl looks good. So that hypes you up to do some more of it because you're doing a good job picking the right color, picking the right shade, the right silhouette, and everything else.
All of that.
Are you a jacket type of girl, like a blazer type of girl, or like what gives you the power type of feel when people see you at work?
It's both. I have a lot of blazers, but I don't wear a lot of blazers, but I have a lot of blazers. I think it's the chiffon shirts and the silk shirts like tucked into my high-waisted pants and my heels, you know what I'm saying? My little Sam Edelmans. You know what I mean? I think it doesn't necessarily need to be The blazer, because I've done corporate looks with like sweaters that were just like bold sweaters, like large bulky sweaters with a tailored pant. And I still look polished but comfortable, you know what I mean? And bright and comfortable. So yeah, I have a I love clothes. So it's sometimes I wear a blazer, sometimes chunky sweater, sometimes chiffon shirt, you know what I mean? But yeah, the color combos is really it for me.
The polishness and pristine is what kind of just brings the power above everyone else, because a lot of people don't really want to show respect to themselves by taking the extra step, by tucking your shirt in, having it ironed.
Girl, no. I
The little
need to be pressed.
details,
The little
that's
details are
why I first
important.
asked about, like, are you wearing blazers? But when you just kind of just went into, I'm like, yeah, it's probably just you just being neat. You actually take pride in ironing, tucking your shirt in a particular type of way. Everything's buttoned, not halfway buttoned. And
Yeah, it's very polished. I try to
so
be very polished.
yes, that is what is like separating you and like giving you that power it factor. Definitely. And that's speaks volume, because when you walk into a room, people see you before you even open your mouth. So like, what do you think about yourself when you are getting dressed? And you are the first person that sees yourself before you go out to the world. So what color makes you feel the happiest?
Oh,
Feel like orange, probably.
no.
Orange or yellow?
Oh, you know
Okay,
what it
no? Okay.
is? It's yellow. It's
Yeah, okay,
yellow.
I just said yellow second. Okay, yeah, okay.
Yellow. I saw a meme. It was like black girls invented the color yellow. And I agree. Yellow on my skin, especially like the marigolds. You know what I mean? Like
I just had
yellow.
that on my
I'm
nails.
like, I have on my ODB sweatshirt. I'm giving you dope right now. It's my ODB. I love yellow. I love yellow. It's not even my favorite color. My favorite color is green. But yellow, when I wear a yellow outfit or a yellow and white outfit, that's when people were like, ooh. And I'm like, yeah, I know, girl. Shine bright like a diamond. Yeah, yellow's
Okay,
it.
and what color is your least favorite to wear?
Oddly enough, I don't wear enough purple. I don't have purple.
No.
I got one pair of purple heels, one purple shirt. Purple ain't it for me. I don't know why.
No.
It ain't. And there's so many people who ride for purple. I don't know why. Yeah, purple hasn't been my thing.
Really?
Have every other color in my wardrobe, every other color. I got one purple shirt, and it actually leans more on like the blue side than on the purple side. Like it's
Okay,
purple
it's a
tinge.
cooler purple.
Yeah, the
I
cool
was quite
purple.
sure
And
if
I
you
have some cool
had
purple heels to match, and that is it.
I'm quite sure if you had a predominantly yellow outfit and then like splashed in like a purple, like a warm purple or like a
I can
fuchsia purple.
do little pockets of purple as like an accent. Like I
Yes.
don't hate it. It's just not my go-to.
Really?
Yeah, it's not my
Even
go-to.
like my color. My light, like no.
This back there, that's not even like purple to me. That's given it's given a tinge of purple, but it's more pink. Like the color back
Correct.
behind you,
This is my color.
I have pants that
Okay.
color. Like, yes. But I'm talking purple. I'm talking like Barney purple, purple, purple.
Yeah, the deep pigmented
The
purple.
deep pigmented purple.
Yeah.
Plums and things that go towards like the maroon side, I can mess with as well. But purple, like Barney purple, ain't it? Which is also wild because that's definitely my University of Dope's brand colors. It's purple, black, and white. But yeah, girl, it just never really did it for me.
Okay. All
Know
right.
why.
I'm not really a purple. I wore this one purple dress. I just was like, I like it, and it sits my little girls up real nice. It's like
Yeah.
blue, whatever. And people were like, purple looks so good on you. And I'm like, really? But yeah, I'm just like, I like this shade of
That
like
shade is nice.
fuchsia, true
Fuchsia,
fuchsia.
magenta. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I
But
but
that
like the
purple,
purple,
no.
yeah, I'm like, purple is like, maybe because I had like fuchsia accessories with it, but I was just like, yeah, if I would have wore this dress like alone with just very simple, I don't think I would have gotten. But no, this little fuchsia magenta is like chef's kiss on my skin.
Exactly.
All right. So we got your little career uniform.
Mm-hmm.
With your personal style, your outside work. What is like your formula of what you wear for your uniform?
Ooh. I was nervous about this, that you would ask me that, because I feel like I have an eclectic style to me. You know what I'm saying? So it really does, no matter what, like, let's, the one thing I could say I have in common is all my looks look polished, right?
Yeah.
So all my looks look polished, but I love, like, when I'm going out, like, I love a crop top. I love like a nice crop with a high-waisted something, high-waisted skirt, high-waisted pant. I love jeans that are high-waisted, and I'll do those with crops. When it comes to like more date looks, I love things that show off my back and my legs. So yeah, anything with like a high slit or like a low back, I'm with it. I don't know. That's so hard because I love different looks.
Yeah.
I love different looks. I love different looks. Yeah. I don't know if you could tell. You think when you go through my Instagram, it's like, you can't quite. Sometimes I'm in sweats and I like that look. You know what I'm saying? That athletic look. And then sometimes I'm really, really prissy. I'm like Tiana Taylor.
Yes.
Right. I like, she's a little bit more tomboyish than me, but I err on that side where I'm like, yeah, I want these kicks. Yes. You know what I mean? Let me get these Cortezes or whatever. And then other days I'm like, yes, I'm in my heels. I want the platform heels. I'm wearing pink. I love ruffles. My husband hates it. I love ruffles and I love fringe. I don't know why I'm addicted to fringe. So if it has like fringe or tassels, I'm like, yeah, let me get that. I don't know why. Things that like move with your body are like interesting outfits.
Yes. So you don't dress for like your body shape. You dress more so for what your vibe is.
That. That. And you know, everybody always, because I'm my DJ name was, you know, Skinny B. Mm-hmm. People used to call me Skinny B. So I'm small already. You know what I'm saying? So people are like, oh, you should model. And I'm like, no. But I love all different types of everything, child. I do. And so, yeah, it's my flavor, how I'm feeling that day and where I'm going, or the vibe I'm trying to give off for where I'm going.
Yeah, I have definitely a formula.
You have a formula?
I have a formula, and people are starting to pick it up. But I have wide shoulders as a woman, and I have narrow hips. So I'm an inverted triangle. So So like how Naomi Campbell has like wide, and then it just goes in. So yeah, I have a lot of collar shirts. Mm-hmm. I'm the girl that shops in the male section, or I'm in my men's closet, like, let me take a shirt. Because when I shop for women clothes, it's a lot of times the sleeves are too short because my shoulders are so wide. It's wider than an average woman, I'm going to say.
I see.
And then also because I was a former athlete, I'm very like small and muscular up top. So bustiers, corsets, or the home girl, and then party at the bottom. Okay. Loud colors, the parachute pants, the wildly, the fringe, the party's on the down, is on the
is on the bottom. I like it.
Yes, because my shoulders are so wide, and sometimes I just don't want so much attention, so I bring the attention down. So yeah, that is more of my formula. Collar shirts, simple and fitted shirts up top, and then like all the attention at the bottom. And then I'm very, very big on jackets. I have a lot of jackets. A lot.
Really? Do you do halters at all? I heard people that with broad shoulders hate halter tops.
Yeah,
is that
halter
true?
Tops, race,
racer backs.
Yes,
yeah.
I love them. Okay. And yeah, boost yes, because I'm small up here, so I'm just perk my little girls up.
Yeah.
So yeah, yes. I keep it simple and fitty, and then party at the bottom. Party at the bottom. Do you want to throw paint? Go right ahead. Just do whatever. But yeah, because I'm just like narrow.
Got you. So, I'm yeah. just slender. I'm a pencil. So I don't got, you know what I'm saying? It's very much this right here. Okay. Well, a little bit of booty and a little bit of, you know what I'm saying, booby. And that's about it. And yeah, girl, hi, Shiara. Yes, she forgot I used to DJ. I've had many jobs. Many, many jobs. Many, many jobs.
All right. So what's yes. going on? So how is like your dressing experience when you first get up? Are you frustrated finding clothes? Do you know what you have? Do you pick out your clothes the night before, after? Like, what is like your dressing experience?
Yo, I always wanted to be one of them people that would be like, yeah, I'm picking out my outfit the night before, and actually wear the outfit that you picked out in the morning. That's not me. I know I've tried to be that person. When I wake up, it's the vibes of when I wake up. And I probably change at least 3 times before I actually like walk out the door. I like to mix and match a lot. So like if I buy a top, I need to go with at least 4 or 5 of my bottoms. So that's what I be going through, like what top or what bottom, or I'll pick a bottom and needs to go with at least a couple of tops. So I end up fantasizing about what I think would go well. And then when I try it on, it'd be like, oh, no, this ain't it. Okay, let me try another top. Oh, no, that's ain't it. Is it the top or the bottom? Let me try the bottom. Okay, this ain't it. I think I change maybe a minimum of 3 times before I walk out the house, for sure. For sure. It's just how I feel in the morning. Like, okay, what do I got to do today? Who am I going to see today? Mm-hmm. What do I have to do? And who am I going to see? And that'll depict on how formal or non-formal I got to go. And from there, I probably change about 2 to 3 times before I leave the house.
How long does it take for you to get ready in the morning? Like an hour and a half, 2?
I'm going to say an hour and a half. It's weird because once I have my outfit, everything else is quick. Like, I know a lot of girls will spend about an hour beating their face. I'm not that girl. I know how to do my face quick, like beat my face quickly. So that's only going to take about 10, 15 minutes. Depending, it's my hair. I have it in a protective style now, so that's cutting me down a lot of time, girl, because I'm also natural. So depending on that, it's usually my hair, my makeup. I can be done within the hour. An hour and a half, if I'm not satisfied with any of the outfit combinations I have, you know what I'm saying, tried on, basically. Yeah.
OMG!
Mm-hmm. And I know this is a problem, too, so when I know I got something where to be, like the next day, I'll purposely do laundry at night the day before, knowing that I don't know what I want to wear, but I need to have as many clean options as possible.
Yes, that is
yeah, so I'll do my laundry at night.
Too many options probably confuse you, right?
Yes and no. It's like I have the overall feel. So it's just, I was just like, okay, this isn't giving what I wanted to give. Let me keep on going until I get how I wanted to feel in my mind when I thought of the outfit originally. And if I can't get the outfit together, like if I can't get my shit together, sorry, if I can't get my stuff together, I won't go. I'll feel like there's something wrong in the universe of the cards. Like that's the universe telling me that I'm not supposed to be out where I'm supposed to be out, period.
Do you think you don't have enough clothes, well, the clothing categories to go with your activities that you do?
I'm like, my husband not listening, is he? Because my
look at her cover her face. Like somebody else can't see her.
So my closet is large. Mm-hmm. But I always feel like I am lacking what I truly, truly, truly want to really, really wear. Sometimes I'm like, I would say my closet is about like 50% on what I want to wear and 50% like, I could make this work and make an ad like accessories and whatnot. That's another thing too. I love accessories. I think that makes the outfit for me. So I'm like, you know, some things that are just kind of like, okay, but with accessories, it takes it to a whole nother level for me. Mm-hmm. I always, I'm like, yo, when I get the salary that I'm supposed to be getting, child, I'm going to be Kelly Rowland. What do you mean? What do you mean? So yes. He'll tell you my closet is jam-packed, and it is. All my drawers are full. My closet's a walk-in closet. It's full. I have a giant shoe rack, giant shoe rack. It's full. But I always feel like I never have enough clothes, which is...
How much do you think you wear your clothes? Do you think you wear, like, 20% of your clothes in your closet, 50%?
I'm going to say 25%. The other 75% be for like events and stuff. Like I be thinking about going to events, going on vacation. I'm addicted to vacation. So like a lot of my outfits are meant to be flexing on vacation. All types of vacations too. So it's like I'll have my closet and I'll put these outfits together. But in my mind, I'm like, I can't go, you know, to a regular restaurant being this extra, I gotta wait. You know what I mean? So that's also a problem for me too, is like wearing the clothes that are in my closet, because in my mind, I know what they are for and I want to wear them for what they're for. But I'm just now starting to break into like, just wear your damn clothes, girl. Like, you know, if this is what you want to wear, wear it. You know, who cares if you're the overdressed one, overdressed one at the party. Do me, wear the outfit. I think that's where I had to break out of. I'm like, you know, I live in Connecticut. We don't have a lot of like lavish events. So when we do, sometimes I'm like, am I supposed to wear this outfit? No, I think it's too fancy. I'm gonna save it for New York or when I'm on vacation somewhere more luxe. And I need to stop doing that. I need to just start wearing my damn outfits, period.
I have a small section of we wear about 20%. Of our clothes.
Okay, so I was right. I was about to say, so I was right. 20%? Is that 20% the average?
And the 80% is just sitting there as shoulda, woulda, or I could wear this, but maybe next time.
Now, I will say I'm very good about purging my closet and giving it to other girls that I know are, you know, my size. A friend of mine from college, she actually suffered a house fire. And I was like, I'm gonna get, you know, and everything I've given her, she has worn. So I try my best if I go that 80% that's not being touched. If I go too long without wearing it, it will be donated. Absolutely.
Okay. But that's good you do that. You don't have an emotional attachment because.
Oh, no. Yeah. I feel like it just frees up more space and time for me to go shopping some more.
Had a client exactly in Miami, Florida. She was so attached to certain things, like, oh my god, you know where I was at? When I put the stuff in the bag, because we did agree, it's not like I'm going in your closet and just grabbing stuff. Like, all right, we know, like, it got a hole in it, and this is certain material. We gotta let it go. All right, I'm gonna let it go. So when I was taking it out, like, she was at my ankles, and I'm like, girl, like, This gotta go. Like, people have an emotional attachment.
Girl, not me, child. Not me. Let me win the lottery today. This whole closet will be left behind. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
No, they're just clothes. And you can rebrand whenever you want to rebrand. That's the first way you can rebrand. So I have no attachment to clothes. None.
Okay. I just had to ask because you never know. Folks background is, but yeah, I was like, girl, we agreed, like, you want to keep this?
Now there is this one jumpsuit that I just can't give up, and it's yellow. The reason why it's yellow.
You see how
it's yellow and I wear it all the time. Like, you know, it was funny because somebody had made a post because I wore, you know, you go on vacation, you flex on vacation, you always post a photo on vacation. And I had posted the photo in this yellow jumpsuit that I've worn a million times before. And a girl commented, like, seen it. And I was like, and you gonna see it again. And you gonna see it again and again and again and again and again. You wanna know why? Because I still like it and people still compliment me in it when they see me. So yeah. That jumpsuit I might take forever to actually let go because it's just so comfy and dope. Shout out to Zara. Had this outfit for like at least 10 years, but I'll eventually let it go. I'm not pressed. I love to give away my stuff and get new stuff.
Okay. Yeah, people are so hung up. Like, I seen you wear it like 3 times. So what? I washed it. You got a washing machine, right? The free. So tied up on this social media world. Girl, bye. I got washing.
Right.
The dry cleaning. But, yeah. All right. So we got into your, do you shop a lot? How often do you shop? Every week? Every other day?
My husband is pacing. My husband is pacing in the background. So I am a chronic. I know, right? Right. So I'm a chronic. I'm always browsing. I think I browse maybe 2 to 3 times a week. I know. I'm an online shopper, so I have like my shops online that I stick to.
So you buy things that you don't need. You buy it as you see.
No. So not even, so listen, okay. So you're talking about shopping. I feel like I browse 2 to 3 times a week and I have a saved list. So like I'll save stuff all the time. You know what I mean? Like I'll heart this, and I'll come back and get it. So I think maybe the actual act of buying the clothes happens quarterly in chunks. Cause I'll get like a bunch of outfits in a row. But me looking to see what's fashionable, what's in style, things I like, you know, I probably do that about 2 to 3 times a week. And then if there is a sale of one of the items I have hearted, that's when I will be like, oh, it's time. It's my time. But I'm always, always looking. I'm always looking. Can't help it. Yeah.
You are in
online shopping is a demon in itself, huh?
I said you are
impulsive saver. I'll hit add to cart. I'll add everything to the cart and leave the cart. And then when I feel like it's time to buy, I'll edit the cart.
And then they send you notifications to remind you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, oh my God, I'm so tempted.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's a tactic too, because I'll put all the things in the cart, purposely leave it, and knowing that company will send me their marketing email and be like, saw you left something in your cart. Here's a 20% off coupon. And then I'll go back to my cart and edit the things that I'm like, nah, I could get this later. I don't really need this. No, I have something like this similar. Let me stop buying things I already own. And then I'll buy the things that I actually want with the coupon.
Do you know
this? I'm sorry?
You are a retail sweetheart. They love customers like you because they pry on people like you so you can spend, and then you're never satisfied with what you're wearing.
Possibly. I'm not going to disagree. I'm not going to disagree. Yeah. So yeah. But I'm always looking.
Okay. So what is like stopping you from shopping, but yet you are not happy with half of your clothes in your closet?
What's stopping me from shopping? With
not stopping you? Like, why are you continuing this routine, but you're still not happy with the items in your closet?
Because fashion is always evolving. Like,
of course.
And I always want to be in style. You know what I'm saying? So things go out of style, things come back in style. And I always want to be fashionable. I've always wanted to be fashionable. And I think that is why trends come in. I'm like, ooh, that's a fun trend. Or I like this new trend. Let me try this new trend. And I think that's what really kind of keeps me on the hook. I found that I do find ways to look timeless. Mm-hmm. And I have those. I think that's the 20% of my closet that I actively wear, because no matter what, I look timeless. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But some of the trendier things, I just want to be stylish and trendy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when they're like, new styles are in for the summer, I'm like, ooh, tell me more. Let's show me. What's the color this season? You know, every season they have a color.
Yes.
And I'm like, what's the color this season? I want to know the color. I want to know the color, and I want to wear the color.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now we get into where. So the 20% is the timeless stuff, and the other batch is the fashion stuff that you are sitting there and time is going by.
I know.
And it's outdated.
Those are the ones that normally hit the donation bin. Yeah. Or I wear it one time or two times, right? Once or twice. Because then, like, the objective is achieved. Like, I'm trendy here on vacation, or I'm trendy here at this event. Thank you. A mission accomplished. And then it'll hit my closet to never be worn again.
Right.
So, yeah, that happens. I know.
Yeah, that's all.
He in another room now. I think I'm like safe now. He was like, "Tell him about your clock." I could see his face, like, "Y'all talking about clothes? You talking about shopping?" Yeah. Yeah, and I made him more fashionable too.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
He admits it though, at least.
What?
That I made him more trendy.
Okay.
Yeah, because I'm slender and slightly taller, and he's also very tall. So he, you know, when we first started dating, he was like, yeah, he struggles to find clothes that he finds like kind of like, you know, trendy, in his size. And I was like, I got you. And he let me get the credit card and I went ham.
Oh,
so yeah. So now he has a whole bunch of little fly outfits that he loves to wear.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. Men like to look good too.
Mm, exactly.
They could be part of the conversation because
they absolutely
more
can
selection for men and the they're
that.
In the conversation, especially like these athletes and stuff,
right? And dressing men, their principles are pretty
very
the same.
Minimal.
Yeah, very minimal. That's the same. So yeah, we have more options when it comes to that.
I mean, we spend more. What you mean, girl?
We do,
and we
I
are
know.
More praised on our beauties and our looks. Men is not. So it's
exactly.
Girl.
Girl.
So let's get into our next minor topic.
Yes.
Is undergarments. Because
I laughed
women,
when you said this.
Yeah. Because women, we start getting dressed with our undergarments because we have lady parts. So that is the bra, the underwear. If you're a woman that wears shapewear, whatever the case may be, yes, us women, we start our dressing with our undergarments. Man, oh man, have I had a client who has some old ass bras and her straps on her shoulders were like digging in her skin and causing like that chafing. Like, yeah, it was just old. And I'm like, how long have you had this? She had it for many decades.
Oh shit.
And I definitely put this in my book, like, you gotta definitely know your measurements. It's so many women who don't know, like, their accurate bra size. You can simply just go in a store or...
And they'll measure you. Yep.
She didn't go for many years, and she had gained weight, and her skin just looked crazy around her bra. So she never wore, like, tank tops. Because
oh, that's unfortunate.
Right. So, man, oh man, how is your undergarment collection? Does it suit your fashions?
Here is where you're going to be like, what? And when you said undergarments, I was like, I hate, with a capital H, all undergarments. I don't like to wear undergarments. Okay. I barely wear undergarments. If I can go without going wearing any undergarments, and that's on the bottom and the top, I will do that. I'm notorious for not wearing no drawers and no bras. I hate bras. I find bras very oppressive. It's oppression to me. Some of them are cute. Like, I like bralettes. Bralettes are comfortable. I can do that. But I don't see the point in bras ever. Titties come in all shapes, forms, and fashions. I don't see the point in people hiding their nipples. Everyone has nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Who doesn't have nipples? And I just don't see the point. I hate wearing bras. I own two.
Mm-hmm.
No, three. And they barely get worn. I normally only wear them if I'm wearing like a sheer chiffon top. But that's for fashion, right? Because you can like see my bra like, ooh. You know what I mean? Or if I'm going to an event where a work one, where the shirt that I'm wearing will show if my nipple, like if it's cold and my nipples are hard, and I need to make sure that I'm not embarrassing my work counterparts. That is when I will wear a bra, but any other time, it's not happening. I hate them. I do still do. Even lingerie, I'm just like, I don't see the point of lingerie. I have a couple sets, worn them once and twice, but don't see the point in undergarments at all. I hate them. I hate them.
I
I
hate
do.
bras too. Don't you think I'm like, yeah, you gotta put this stuff on. Like, I hate bra. I don't even got one on right now. Shoot.
Yeah,
I'm
shout
not around
out.
men. As long as I know I'm not around men, because I work with so many different types of people, I don't want to open the door for like, hey, no, it's not that type of party. So I wear it in certain environments. I ask questions and I'll wear it. I hate it. I'm very uncomfortable. But as soon as I come out that door, girl.
Girl, the first thing, if I have to wear on this, the first thing that comes off as soon as I enter the house.
Right. But a lot of the times I have like camisoles. That's just form fitting and
Exactly.
yeah, because I don't have like big chests, so
Me
I can get
neither.
away with it.
And that's the thing. And maybe I might feel differently if I did have bigger breasts, but I don't. So because I don't, I'm like, isn't the whole point? Okay, no, I don't need any support. So because I don't need any support, I was like, all right, what is this for? Who's this for? Oh, it's for the general public. I'm worried about me. I'm worried about me, and that's all I can do. Yeah.
What about like stockings
Oh, I
and I'm trying to think.
love tights. I do love tights, like in the winter, like this fall era, even though I hate that it gets colder, like shorts with tights, skirts with tights. I do love a tight with any type of
You look
prints on it
like
or a
those
sheer
like
black.
printed tights with the shoe. I feel like that is your aesthetic right
It
there,
is.
with some accessories
It
and like a
is.
shirt with some wording on it and a crop, and you tie it into a crop. I feel like that's
Yep.
your whole aesthetic right there. I
Yep.
just painted a whole aesthetic and I don't even
That is
have
the
to
outfit
know you.
I would wear, yes. Absolutely.
That
Yeah.
looks
In the wintertime, I'll do like tights, like the sheer black tights with a black denim short and a sweater and like a large slouchy sweater and, a chain and like big earrings and my little Brandon Blackwood bag, and I'm out. And I'm out. And some boots. Can't forget the boots. Some either some booties or some, up to the knee. But yeah, the tights. I like tights. Tights is cool.
And you know us women gotta have so many different varieties of underwear, because when it's that time of the month, it's like,
The only type of underwear I have is boy shorts.
yes.
Only. Again, I'm about comfort all the way. I have to be stylish, but I also have to be comfortable. So, boy shorts, or I'm not wearing none, period. Boy shorts only. Nothing
Look at you.
else. Mad
Yeah,
simple.
I thongs. I'm just like, I'd
Why?
rather just go like,
Right.
no thong, no underwear.
If I have to put on a thong, I'm not wearing underwear.
That's
That's
what I said. No,
the.
that's what I was like, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not walking around with a wedgie. Like, that's a lot.
Yes, nope. Can't do it.
And some
Can't
women
do
have
it.
to go to the gym in that, and I'm just like, girl, I don't know how you do it, but I'm not.
I can't do anything that's going to make me uncomfortable. And I'm one of those people that wears on, it's on my face. It's on my face. I'll be trying to smile through. You could tell I'm uncomfortable or whatever. You can tell. So I don't even try to play those games.
Child, that's why I wear dark sunglasses sometimes, because I'm it's gonna stay all over my face.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's wrong?
Yes.
Just we gotta
Exactly. And I
go.
don't even know what's wrong. No. And I want to be like, well, there's a piece of fabric wedged into my booty cheeks. Like, there's not.
Yeah, super uncomfortable. That is something that's
Yeah. Some
not
girls are
easy.
with it. I'm like, I can commend them. I just cannot. Yeah.
Oh no. Do you want to make an announcement? Do you want people to stalk you? What do you want the world to know?
Let me see. Yes, please follow me and or my company, University of Dope, a disrespectful party game for hip hop lovers. And it's University of Dope, like everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, University of Dope. And to follow us, because we'll be doing events from now until the end of the summer. And we're going to be coming out with expansion packs for more R&B lovers as well. So if everybody could follow me there, that'd be great.
Yes. All right. Y'all definitely hear that. Go follow her, because I'm definitely going to be putting this on my other platforms. I have a stronger presence on Pinterest. Pinterest, Instagram be striking my page. It put me on timeout.
I promise you they're haters.
I'm trying. My assistant was like, just keep trying on Instagram. And I'm just like, girl, like, look at my Pinterest. My Pinterest got like 300,000 like monthly views. Like, no, girl, like,
I truly don't know why. But yeah, girl. Well, we're all trying to figure it out. Same. Because I've been on University of Dope for the longest time, and we have sold thousands of units. We are in Target stores, and look at my Instagram. I'm like, it's just a hater. I've just learned, like, just because what you see on social media doesn't mean what's like a reflection of what
is
particularly Instagram, a reflection of what that company is doing in the background. So
with a couple of folks, and they back end is not together. My friend Maddie, if you ain't here, girl, you seen the messages.
Exactly.
Woo, child. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode of What's Your Mean, the Conversation series. Definitely purchase my book.
Ew.
What's Your
Mean? Gotta get that book.
Discover Your Fashion Identity. I'm so excited. This was such a good discussion. I hope you guys enjoyed and enjoyed our entertainment as well. Definitely go follow her, follow me, and I'll see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Makara Reeves' debut book, What's Your Mean, is where she shares her proprietary system to help you align your wardrobe style with your professional and personal brand. Purchase now.